Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Friday Eve. It is a snowmageddon, and here is the latest. 2 o'clock this morning, we should see snow begin to fall. That's going to become heavier and steadier through the overnight. Very heavy downpours, or downfalls, I guess, at times. And it is, according to Matt DiNardo over at 8 News, it's going to be with us until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Could see 3 inches of snow. Everybody's closed already. The school division's weighing in. Richmond City Public Schools are closed. I still haven't officially heard from Chesterfield, but Hanover, Henrico, New Kent, Goochland, Powhatan, Richmond City, Richmond City Catholic, you know Chesterfield's going to be closed. So it's just one of those days, and it's an easy one in terms of predicting that. Nobody's going to be out there unless they have to be. We'll still have our first responders out there. Let's do right by those guys and gals. Let's do right by the VDOT crews that are out there. Every road that I've been on today, and I've been on a bunch of them, they've all been pre-treated. So I think we're probably in as good a shape as we're going to be. Saturday, I still think that's going to be an issue for our Dominion Energy Christmas parade. Now, I'm scheduled to be part of that. I'm going to be on the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia float along with friends of mine, my buddy Dan Morrissey and his beautiful daughter, Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So I don't know how that's going to go, but stay close. Everybody's out shopping. Well, right about now, everybody's getting rock salt because they want to prepare. But I am looking at a wonderful article that came in. It's called The Madding Crowds, Keeping Holiday Shopping Season Safety Front of Mind. Our dear friend Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, headed up tactical training for the Bureau at Quantico for an awfully long time. Now the principal training advisor for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. You gotta have your head on the swivel. Rob, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, it's always great to be with you, my friend.
Yeah, it's always great to have you here. Believe me, you have, you're all over this. Of course, your book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, lays a lot of this out. But this piece where you're talking about safety at the mall and stuff like that, this is a difficult time for people, isn't it? Dangerous time.
Well, it can be, Jeff. You know, this time of the year is so important to not only our retailers and, you know, shopkeepers, but really to our way of life. It, you know, a lot of money changes hands. It's a great time of year. People are excited. They're buying gifts. They're thinking about getting together. And, you know, by no means do I want to put a damper on that. But what really puts a damper on it is when, you know, someone might be the victim of a crime or, an opportunity there. And so I just want to, you know, remind people to take a little bit of extra time. Think about, you know, what could possibly happen and have a plan for that, right? You and I talk about this all the time, Jeff. You know, if you just have a plan and accept that, you know what, something could happen, probably won't happen, but it could happen to me, and I know what I'm going to do about it. you are so much more likely to achieve a positive outcome in a critical situation, should it occur, than if you just hadn't taken a few moments to consider that ahead of time.
One of the things that you've mentioned in the past, Rob, is that realistically, the body can't do anything that the mind hasn't prepared for, right? You've got to think these things through. If you really do think, you really are hoping that it's all going to come together when it has to come together.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. You know, we often hear about the fight or flight syndrome, right? And there's a third F that is much more frequent in a sudden, you know, crisis, and that is freezing. People will freeze.
Yep.
We see it over and over again, and it's tragic because, you know, as you mentioned, the body cannot go where the mind has not been, and we see this literally just every single day. A victim of a crime is suddenly and unexpectedly attacked. They are completely overwhelmed in every way, and so they become the victim of a circumstance, right? They are literally overcome by events. And yet we also see so many people who have taken just a little bit of time, considered what they might do, considered that, you know what, this could happen to me, and I've got a plan. I'm going to leave. I'm going to empower myself to do something. Those are the people that we see, Jeff, historically, that are just so much more likely to come out or come through a situation like that safe. And ultimately, all of us just want to go home at the end of the day, get back with our families, and celebrate the holidays.
Absolutely. Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob joins us every other week. He's the principal training advisor for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Marvelous group. I'm a member of it. I believe in it because, God forbid, you've got to defend yourself. That's not even half the battle. The real battle begins when you've got attorneys and law enforcement, everybody else you're dealing with. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. His book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, and that covers all of this. Rob, let's say somebody is headed out. Now, tomorrow, here in Central Virginia, we're expected to get a couple of inches of snow, which means, for the most part, people are going to be at home. They're not going to be dealing with a lot. But Saturday, if it all comes together, we've got our big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. People will go right from the parade route to go shopping. What sort of thinking goes into this? What sort of plan should they have at the parade and then when they're going shopping? What should they be looking for?
That's a great question, Jeff. And the first thing I want to say is absolutely go to the parade, man. Go out there and celebrate with, you know, your fellow citizens. Be part of the holiday festivities. It's wonderful. I don't want fear to get in the way. What I want people to do is empower themselves. You know, if you're going out to a parade with loved ones or you know, friends, you know, agree upon, hey, you know what, if something happens, you know, something completely unexpected, improbable, right, not likely, yeah, it'll probably be a wonderful thing. Yeah. But if something does happen, if we get separated, let's pick a spot, you know, that we all can find easily without our phones even, and say, you know what, we're going to meet at the front entrance to, you know, a very prominent building or near this tower that we can all find on the skyline. Just a rally point to get back together in case we get separated, because you never know what could pop off. And, right, you know, you want to then be able to get back together with your loved ones and determine, you know what, if something looks like it's going to develop, we're leaving right away. We're going to meet back at the car or wherever that is. So a rally point that everyone can easily find, understanding that if you do get separated, you know, you're out the malls and things get out of hand, we are going to meet back at this location, that sort of thing. Just a quick, you know, nothing sophisticated or fancy, yeah, but knowing that if all else fails at 3 o'clock, we're going to meet at, you know, this restaurant or wherever it is,
right,
so that we can get back together and have that predetermined, because sometimes, you know, cell phones go down too.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that needs to be addressed, Rob, you covered this in that great class you had a couple of weeks ago locally, and I would imagine you cover it in all of the presentations you do for a U.S. Concealed Carry Association. But watching the video, it was in a mall. I don't remember the exact set of circumstances, but there were people, obviously, who were concerned about their bags of stuff as opposed to getting out of the line of fire.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And, you know, I talk to people all the time about this, right? What are you willing to risk your life for? And we kind of use like the Shark Tank analogy. Imagine you've taken your family to the aquarium at SeaWorld or whatever, and you have a very nice watch on your wrist, maybe it's your Rolex,
yep.
and it slips into the shark tank, right? The great white shark tank, and it goes to the bottom there. Are you going to jump in and get that watch? I would certainly hope not.
Right.
But let's say your grandson slips out of your arms and falls in that tank. Would you risk your life then? Absolutely,
yeah.
right? You would hope. And
yeah.
so, you know, it's really about setting those priorities. Everything that is tangible, right? All the items and your money, your wallet, your keys, all those are replaceable.
That's
the
right.
only thing worth risking your life for is another person, right? Is your is the people that you care about. So having made those decisions ahead of time, like we talk about, Jeff, those pre-made decisions are so critical in keeping you safe.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What about firearms themselves, Rob? We're about to see a very big change here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have a governor, an attorney general, a state legislature, which is, to put it mildly, anti-firearm, and they've already made very clear they are going to impose as many restrictions and obstacles as is possible. I am suggesting to people that they go now. I mean, if they've been thinking about this, this is probably the time to take advantage of firearm purchases, because it's just not going to be the same come the middle of January.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. And unfortunately, you know, the tool itself is what's demonized. And what I say to people all the time is, you know, firearm is a tool. And the Second Amendment guarantees us the right of access to the one tool that really can level the playing field in an extreme emergency. Now, you know, I'm not a proponent of firearms in every situation, far from it. But in those rare circumstances where there's really nothing else for it, the police are not going to be there in time to help you, and that's so common these days, what are you going to do to be able to protect yourself and your family in an extreme emergency? And in so many cases, that firearm in the hands of a properly trained, legally responsible person is that one, you know, defining separator between those that achieve a positive outcome and those that, again, that are overcome by events.
Well, I do remember somebody saying something similar to, wear me on your hip and I will equalize. That sound familiar?
You know, it was one of the great advertising campaigns of all time. You know, back in the 1800s, they said, you know, God created men and Colonel Colt made them equal. And that's really, if you think about that, right? Think about if you had to face off against, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or I wouldn't want to fight that guy, right? No way.
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes those rare circumstances, and you have to be able to protect yourself, defend your family. I certainly don't want to leave that to chance or to, you know, hoping that the police get there in time. Just not a great plan.
No, not at all. Hey, Rob, before I let you go, do me a favor, because I have suggested to everybody that the book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, really is, number one, it's a great read, and it's about everything from beginning to end, and even after event analysis, if you will. But It's a perfect gift. It'll fit in a stocking. I'm telling you, I want people to get it. How do they get it?
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yeah, we just got a little landing page. It's practicalsecurityguide.com, and that'll show you a little bit about the book, and it's a link directly to Amazon where it's available. It's also available on Audible and just about every streaming platform. You know, I read the book myself for the streaming piece of it, and that was a lot of fun. But I appreciate your advocacy, Jeff. You know, I wrote it so that people do have a little resource there that they can consult and maybe start a conversation with loved ones who might be, you know, looking for a little bit of help.
There you go. Well, Rob, again, I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Always look forward to it, Jeff. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. He formerly headed up the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico, retired supervisory special agent. That book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. Very, very useful, really inexpensive. I don't know, it's probably $20, something like that. But get yourself a couple of copies, put them in those stockings. It's something everybody can learn from. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.